How the Zomi census ensures you're seen, heard, remembered. Why recording the Zomi name and Zomi language matters for identity, public services, political visibility, and future generations. Why recording the Zomi name and language matters. Recording the Zomi name and language matters for identity and public services. Additionally, it also affects political visibility and benefits future generations. By Disciple Sean, ZomiPress.com. A census appears to ask a simple question: how many people live in a country? Additionally, for historically marginalized peoples, such as the Zomi, a census asks something deeper. Who are they? What is their proper name? What language do they speak? Where do they live? What services do they need? And will the government recognize the identity through which they understand themselves? For the Zomi, a census is therefore more than a population count. It concerns identity, dignity, language, values, public services, political visibility, historical recognition, and intergenerational continuity. These issues were discussed during the Zomi Political Forum held at the Zomi Community Center, Zomi INPI, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as part of the Zomi National Conference USA 2026, conducted September 4-6, 2026. The forum featured Professor Kam Khan Suan and Putuo Khan Suan as panelists and was moderated by Thomas Tang. During the discussion, Disciple Sean offered a comparative reflection informed by his first-hand involvement in Zomi census advocacy connected with Myanmar, the United States, and Australia. Across these different national systems, the Zomi community made substantially the same declaration. We are Zomi. Record us by the name through which we identify ourselves. What differed was not the identity the Zomi declared. It was how each government received, coded, interpreted, and published that declaration. A census does more than count people. Census categories do not arise naturally. Governments construct them. The state determines which identities appear as principal categories, which are treated as subgroups, which are placed beneath broader political classifications, and which must enter through residual categories such as other. The state also controls what happens after a person completes the form. Government agencies determine how written responses are coded, combined, classified, protected, analyzed, and ultimately published. A census therefore does not simply discover identity. It helps determine which identities become officially visible. This power is especially important in multi-ethnic societies because census data can influence political representation and electoral boundaries, administrative recognition, education and language programs, healthcare and social services, government funding, emergency communication, anti-discrimination enforcement, historical and demographic research, and territorial, federal, or constitutional claims. A person may be counted as part of a country's total population while remaining invisible as a member of a distinct people. The person's body enters the national total, but the person's collective name disappears. For the Zomi, being counted is necessary. Being counted accurately and by the proper name is equally important. Myanmar's 2014 census and the exclusion of Zomi. Myanmar conducted its 2014 population and housing census from March 30 to April 10, 2014. It was the country's first widely attempted national census in more than three decades. The census took place during a sensitive period of political transition, ethnic negotiation, and continuing armed conflict. Although the government presented it as a tool for national development, it also revived long-standing controversies concerning ethnicity, citizenship, and the state's classification of national peoples. Myanmar classified its population through 135 officially recognized ethnic categories grouped beneath eight major national races. Scholars and policy researchers have criticized this structure for inconsistent terminology, duplication, questionable historical foundations, and the treatment of languages, localities, clans, and broader ethnic identities as though they were equivalent categories. Political scientist Mary P. Callahan described the ethnicity data associated with the census as potentially distorted and dangerous. The Transnational Institute similarly warned that the classifications lacked sufficient meaning and context and could transform disputed political identities into apparently objective government statistics. For the Zomi, the central problem was clear. Zomi was not provided as a recognized collective category. Instead, the government system offered names such as Tidim or Tadim, Siyan or Sizang, Zo, Tezan, and other localized or subgroup classifications. Some represented languages, localities, colonial spellings, or particular sections of the wider Zomi people. The census structure therefore fragmented the collective Zomi identity before the counting began. A respondent who wished to identify as Zomi faced three unsatisfactory choices. Accept Chin, the broader political classification imposed through the state system, select a narrower subgroup or locality-based category, or select Other, and manually write Zomi. None offered a direct institutional equivalent of the collective identity that the respondent wished to declare. Why the Zomi wrote Zomi, Under, Other. Myanmar's census coding structure included code 914, Other, for identities not included among the predetermined ethnic categories. The accompanying write-in space allowed respondents to provide another name. Prominent Zomi community leaders, civil society advocates, and the Zomi Congress for Democracy encouraged respondents to use this mechanism by selecting Other and writing Zomi. This was not an improvised response developed at the last moment. A three-page Zomi Congress for Democracy circular dated January 27, 2014, signed by General Secretary Pu Jin Kam Lien, documents preparations that had begun during 2013. The circular records, consultations with JISA leaders, press releases carried by eight journals, coverage through Skynet Media, a January 24 gathering in Calais attended by approximately 600 people, agreement among participants to write Zomi under code 914, and proposed cooperation among ZCD, JISA, ZYA, ZOMUS, Zomi professionals, and local organizations. The document also describes an extensive operational plan involving public education, township and village census committees, printed materials, internet communication, household visits, transportation, monitoring, fundraising, and overseas support. Educational meetings were planned in Calais, Tadim, Tunzang, Sika, Tamu, Vangate, Laitui, and surrounding areas. Teams were expected to reach numerous wards and hundreds of villages during the census period. The circular presented the campaign as a national cause extending beyond party loyalty. Even if individuals did not politically support the ZCD, the consequences of the campaign's success or failure would be shared by the Zomi people as a whole. Photographs and a commemorative video preserved by Zomi Inkuan USA provide additional evidence of the meetings, relationships, sacrifices, and community support associated with the movement. These materials do not replace official statistics, but they document the human labor behind the campaign. The decision to use Other did not mean that the Zomi considered themselves uncertain, undefined, or without a proper identity. The opposite was true. The Zomi did not identify themselves as Other. They used the Other field because the state's predetermined system had omitted the name Zomi. The write-in field was the only lawful mechanism through which respondents could enter their collective identity into the census system. Blaming the Zomi for using that mechanism shifts responsibility away from the government system that made it necessary. Strategic mistake or systemic failure? Some critics later characterized the campaign as a strategic mistake by Zomi political and civil society leaders. They argued that using Other weakened the Zomi's statistical position or allowed the responses to be excluded from officially recognized ethnic totals. Every political campaign should be evaluated honestly. Zomi leaders must be willing to examine whether their methods achieved their intended objectives and what should be improved in future census movements. Nevertheless, describing the campaign merely as a strategic failure misidentifies the principal problem. The Zomi used a procedure that the census itself provided. They entered a clear collective identity through the only open field available to them. The government then failed to demonstrate that the responses were accurately coded, combined, and published. Myanmar's detailed ethnicity results were ultimately withheld from public release. At the formal closure of the census program, the United Nations Resident Coordinator acknowledged that ethnicity remained the final unreleased dataset. This non-publication prevented the Zomi and other affected communities from determining how their written identities had been interpreted. Myanmar's 2014 census should therefore be understood primarily as a systemic failure of the state. although it also offers important strategic lessons for Zomi leadership. The failure did not lie in declaring Zomi. It lay in a system that excluded the collective Zomi name from its predetermined categories, fragmented the population among subgroup classifications, controlled the coding of written responses, did not explain how those responses were processed, and failed to publish the detailed ethnicity results transparently. A right to self-identification has little institutional value if a government allows people to write their identity but does not faithfully process and report what they wrote. The United States Census campaigns of 2010 and 2020. The Zomi census campaigns in the United States were built through years of community labor. During the 2010 and 2020 censuses, Zomi community leaders, Zomi Inkuon USA, local Zomi organizations, pastors, faith leaders, nonprofit organizations, translators, media workers, youth volunteers, and language advocates encouraged households to participate and write Zomi consistently wherever the forum permitted a detailed response. The campaign reached people through churches and community meetings, home visits and telephone calls, printed educational materials, videos and social media, online and offline campaigns, and personal assistance for elders, newcomers, and families with limited English proficiency. This work required more than a campaign slogan. Volunteers had to explain government forms, address fear and mistrust, distinguish ethnicity from citizenship and birthplace, assist people with limited English proficiency, and encourage consistent use of the Zomi name across geographically dispersed communities. A community educational image preserved by Zomi Inkuon USA illustrates the instruction used during the 2020 United States Census: select Other Asian in the race question and enter Zomi in the accompanying origin field. The image was community-produced guidance, not an official Census Bureau determination. Nevertheless, it provides important evidence of how Zomi advocates translated the principle of self-identification into practical household instructions. The purpose and results of the U.S. campaigns. The campaigns had three immediate objectives. First, they sought a complete count. An undercount weakens the demographic evidence available for representation, public planning, community programs, and the distribution of public resources. Second, they sought consistency in the use of the Zomi name. When members of the same community are recorded under Burmese, Chin, Asian, Tadim, subgroup names, or other classifications, the collective population may become statistically fragmented. Third, the campaigns became a form of civic education. Zomi residents learned that they could fulfill their responsibilities as Americans or United States residents while also declaring their inherited identity. The U.S. Census did not provide a principal Zomi checkbox in either 2010 or 2020. It did, however, permit detailed written responses that could enter the Census Bureau's coding system. The outcome should therefore be described as growing administrative and institutional visibility, not as an automatic act of universal legal recognition. Repeatedly writing Zomi helped create a consistent administrative record, teach households to use their proper collective name, strengthen national networks among Zomi organizations, train bilingual community workers, build communication between the community and public institutions, and provide a stronger evidentiary basis for approaching schools, hospitals, courts, employers, local governments, and social service agencies. Census advocacy did not automatically create every later recognition of Zomi identity or Zomi language. It formed part of a broader movement that made the community increasingly visible to institutions. Census recognition and federal administrative recognition. Census recognition and recognition by other government agencies must be distinguished carefully. USCIS does not use one universal list in which Zomi appears as a standard ethnicity option on every application. Some immigration forms use broad racial or ethnic categories. Others permit applicants to provide native language, other languages, or ethnic and tribal information through open text responses. For example, Form I-589, the application for asylum and for withholding of removal, permits applicants to provide language and group information relevant to their individual claims. A Zomi applicant may identify as Zomi when a form or interview lawfully requests that information. This does not mean the census has created a separate legal nationality or a universal government-wide Zomi checkbox. The stronger and more accurate conclusion is that census advocacy contributed to a wider movement for administrative recognition. Consistent use of ZOMI in census responses, immigration records, school enrollment, hospital registration, court interpretation requests, surveys, and community needs assessments helps institutions understand that ZOMI is not a typographical variation of another identity. It is the name of an identifiable people and language community. Each institution operates under its own authority and data standards. Consistent usage across different systems nevertheless reduces ambiguity and makes administrative erasure less likely. ZOMI Language and the American Community Survey. Language data must also be distinguished from the decennial population count. Since 2005, detailed national information about languages spoken at home and English-speaking ability has been collected primarily through the American Community Survey. The U.S. Census Bureau explains that federal agencies, local governments, organizations, and private enterprises use American Community Survey language data to identify where language assistance services may be needed. For the ZOMI, this creates a responsibility extending beyond census years. Households should accurately report ZOMI language whenever an official survey, school, hospital, court, or public agency asks which language is spoken at home or preferred for communication. Consistent reporting can help institutions. Estimate ZOMI language needs. Locate qualified interpreters. Prepare translated materials. Plan culturally appropriate outreach. Communicate more effectively with families. And document recurring needs for language access. Census and survey data are not the only basis for language services. They form part of a broader evidentiary record that may also include direct interpretation requests, healthcare encounters, school enrollment data, community consultations, and local needs assessments. The practical importance of ZOMI language access. For many first-generation ZOMI adults in the United States, English is not merely a second language. ZOMI language may be the person's primary language. Burmese may have been learned later for education or interaction with the state, while English may be a third language acquired after migration. The linguistic distance among these languages can make medical terminology, government notices, legal procedures, immigration interviews, school communications, employment documents, and emergency instructions particularly difficult. Professional ZOMI interpretation and accurate translation can provide practical benefits, including safer medical consent and medication use, better understanding of diagnoses and treatment plans, more accurate immigration and legal interviews, improved parent participation in schools, better access to housing, employment, and social services, fewer missed appointments and administrative errors, greater trust in public institutions, and stronger civic and economic integration. Language access in the United States rests on several legal and institutional foundations. Title V of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibits national origin discrimination by recipients of federal financial assistance. Additional protections may apply in healthcare, education, courts, and elections. These laws do not guarantee that every document will be translated into every language. Institutions often consider the number of people needing assistance, frequency of contact, importance of the service, governing regulations, available resources, and documented community need. That is why accurate demographic and language information matters. A language that is inconsistently reported, incorrectly named, or hidden beneath a broader category is more difficult for administrators to identify, fund, and support. ZOMI language in action during COVID-19. The COVID-19 crisis made the practical value of ZOMI language access publicly visible. The City of Tulsa and the Tulsa Health Department distributed pandemic information through official ZOMI language communications, including video updates published in 2020 and 2021. These communications presented rapidly changing information about infection, prevention, testing, vaccination, public restrictions, and community safety in a language many ZOMI residents could understand directly. The benefit was practical rather than merely symbolic. ZOMI language information could be circulated through churches, families, community organizations, and social media. Elders could receive information without depending entirely on English-speaking relatives. Parents could make better informed decisions. Community leaders could respond to rumors by directing people to an official source. The available public record does not establish precisely how many individuals were reached or which health outcomes resulted from a specific translation. It does, however, show that Zomi language had become institutionally visible and operationally useful. That visibility did not arise from government action alone. It rested upon years of work by Zomi community leaders, Zomi Inkuan USA, local Zomi organizations, churches, nonprofit partners, interpreters, translators, healthcare workers, media volunteers, and individual advocates. The census campaigns of 2010 and 2020 formed part of that foundation. They normalized the use of Zomi, strengthened community communication networks, and demonstrated that accurate self-identification could support practical access during times of public need. Australia, from community mobilization to a formal request for recognition. Australia provides another important example of how census advocacy can progress from community education to direct institutional engagement. The Australian Census collects information about ancestry and languages used at home. Ancestry responses are coded through the Australian Standard Classification of Cultural and Ethnic Groups, which is based substantially on the identities respondents report for themselves. The 2021 Australian Census recorded 1,886 people who reported using Zomi language at home. According to the SBS Australian Census Explorer, this represented an increase of approximately 70.7%. From the 1,105 Zomi language speakers recorded in 2016. The population had a median age between 20 and 24 and was associated with 14 reported ancestries, compared with 9 in 2016. These figures provide official evidence of a young and growing Zomi language community. They should not, however, be treated as a complete count of every Zomi person in Australia. Some Zomi residents may use English or another language at home. Others may report different ancestry terms. Language, ancestry, ethnicity, citizenship, and birthplace are related, but they are not interchangeable. Nevertheless, the published data demonstrate that Zomi language can be recorded, coded, and reported through an official national statistical system. The 2026 Be Counted, Be Seen, Write Zomi campaign. Ahead of the 2026 Australian Census, Zomi organizations expanded their public education and institutional advocacy. Zomi Community Australia, a non-profit community organization supporting Zomi people in Victoria through cultural events, Zomi language programs, social initiatives, and community services, promoted the following message through its official Facebook page. 2026 Australia Census Campaign. Be counted, be seen, write, Zomi. Language spoken at home, Zomi. Ancestry, ethnicity, Zomi. Every response helps make the Zomi community more visible and better represented in Australia. The campaign was also distributed through a dedicated community Facebook post. This message reflects a central principle of the global Zomi census movement. When an official form provides an opportunity for people to state their ancestry, cultural identity, or language, Zomi respondents should accurately record Zomi and Zomi language in the appropriate fields. The instructions must always follow the exact wording and structure of the official census form. The Australian Census asks separately about ancestry and language spoken at home rather than using one interchangeable category for ethnicity. Community educational materials should therefore explain which official question is being answered and ensure that every response remains accurate, truthful, and voluntary. Zomi Community of Queensland meets with the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Community advocacy also moved beyond public campaigning and into direct engagement with the Australian Bureau of Statistics. According to a Zomi press report, representatives of the Zomi Community of Queensland Inc. met Australian Bureau of Statistics officials on July 24, 2026, to discuss Zomi participation in the 2026 census. The meeting reportedly included Tanya Hornick, Director of Inclusive Strategies and Engagement, and an ABS Census Field Manager. Zomi representatives presented two principal requests: that census information and educational materials be made available in Zomi language so that Zomi-speaking households can participate more effectively, and that Zomi receive official recognition as a distinct category within Australia's census classification and data reporting systems. According to the community account reported by Zomi Press, ABS representatives explained that future consideration of an official ZOMI classification would depend substantially on how community members identified themselves when completing the census. This gives the 2026 campaign particular institutional significance. Consistently writing, ZOMI, is not merely an expression of cultural pride. It can generate demographic evidence supporting future classification, public reporting, language services, multicultural planning, research, and institutional recognition. The ZOMI community of Queensland and the ZOMI Youth Association also announced that they would assist community members who needed help completing their census forms. This combination of agency consultation, household education, youth participation, language assistance, and community mobilization represents a more developed model of census advocacy. It addresses not only what people write on the form but what happens before and after the census, preparation, official coding, publication, and the eventual use of the information in public policy. Recognition must be renewed during every census. Demographic visibility cannot be secured once and then taken for granted. Migration, births, new households, intermarriage, language change, and generational transition reshape a community between census cycles. A population that was visible in one census may become statistically fragmented in the next if members use inconsistent identity or language descriptions. The 2026 Australian campaign therefore represents more than a repetition of earlier advocacy. It seeks to transform the visibility demonstrated by the 2021 ZOMI language data into stronger institutional recognition. Its significance lies in the progression from individual self-identification, community education, consistent use of the ZOMI name, direct engagement with the Australian Bureau of Statistics, publication of ZOMI demographic information, requests for ZOMI language census materials, and advocacy for official recognition of ZOMI within Australia's statistical system. The campaign shows that census advocacy must continue beyond Census Day. Community leaders must follow the information through coding, classification, publication, analysis, and application. Census recognition and Indigenous identity. The Australian Census campaign belongs within a broader ZOMI discussion about Indigenous identity, historical continuity, and the consequences of externally imposed borders and classifications. ZPCC Media has presented this wider historical framework through the publication, Who We Are Before the Map Was Drawn, The ZOMI and Indigenous Identity. The publication emphasizes that the existence of the ZOMI precedes the modern political borders, census classifications, and administrative labels under which ZOMI communities have been divided. The relevance to census advocacy is direct. A government form does not create a people. It records, or fails to record, a people who already possess a name, language, history, homeland, cultural inheritance, and collective memory. Census recognition must therefore be understood as institutional acknowledgement of an existing identity, not as the origin of that identity. The ZPCC media publication and the organization's website, zpcc.net, provide broader political and historical context for understanding why consistent use of the ZOMI name matters. The ZOMI existed before present-day borders were drawn. Their identity cannot be reduced to classifications later imposed by Myanmar, India, Australia, the United States, or another state. At the same time, accurate participation in contemporary census systems remains necessary because those systems influence public visibility, services, language access, research, and political representation. The principle is therefore twofold. The ZOMI do not depend on a census for their existence, but they need accurate census recognition to prevent their existence from being administratively concealed. One declaration, different government responses. Myanmar, the United States, and Australia do not operate identical census systems. They ask different questions and apply different methods of classification and data processing. The comparison concerns a common democratic question. What happens when a community uses a lawful open response mechanism to declare an identity that is absent from the principal categories? In Myanmar, ZOMI respondents wrote, ZOMI, under code 914, other, but the detailed ethnicity results were not transparently published. In the United States, ZOMI advocates promoted consistent written identification, and detailed responses could enter the Census Bureau's coding system. In Australia, the census collected ancestry and language information, and the 2021 results publicly recorded 1,886 people using Zomi language at home. The declaration was substantially the same. Our collective identity is Zomi, and we ask the government to record us accordingly. The institutional responses were different. The decisive issue was not simply what the Zomi wrote. It was whether the institution receiving the information accurately coded, preserved, and published it. Why the Zomi census matters. For the Zomi, census participation concerns at least seven dimensions of collective life. Identity. Writing, Zomi, creates an official record that the Zomi continue to exist as a self-conscious people. This matters because the ancestral Zomi homeland has been divided by international and administrative boundaries. Migration has further dispersed the population across the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Europe, India, and other regions. Consistent self-identification connects geographically separated communities to a shared collective identity. Zomi language. Language data help institutions determine whether communities require interpreters, translated materials, bilingual education, emergency communication, and culturally appropriate services. If Zomi language is not reported, agencies may conclude that no meaningful population requires services in that language. Reporting Zomi language is therefore an act of administrative accuracy and linguistic preservation. Values. A census cannot measure every cultural or moral conviction. It can, however, document the communities through which values are transmitted. Zomi social life has historically emphasized Christian faith, family responsibility, respect for elders, hospitality, communal solidarity, service, sacrifice, and mutual assistance. Accurate demographic recognition helps churches, community organizations, and public institutions understand the population carrying these values into the future. Public services. Governments use census information to plan schools, hospitals, housing, transportation, and social services. Community organizations also rely on demographic evidence when seeking grants, language programs, and public health resources. An undercounted or misclassified community may receive inadequate attention because its needs are statistically underestimated. Political voice. Population information influences representation, electoral boundaries, and public policy. The consequences differ by country, but demographic evidence remains fundamental to public planning. A community that cannot demonstrate its presence through official data may struggle to gain the attention of elected leaders and public agencies. Historical record. Census data become part of a nation's documentary memory. Future generations may rely on these records to understand where communities lived, how large they were, and which languages they spoke. Writing, Zomi, places the Zomi name within the historical record. Future generations. Children born outside Zogam may be American, Australian, New Zealander, Indian, British, Norwegian, or citizens of other countries while also inheriting Zomi identity. Census participation teaches them that citizenship and cultural identity are not mutually exclusive. A person can participate fully in the civic life of a country while remaining proudly Zomi. Four dimensions of Zomi recognition. The Zomi census experience reveals four related forms of collective recognition. Social recognition occurs when Zomi people recognize themselves and one another as members of a shared people. Statistical recognition occurs when official data identify and report the Zomi as a measurable population and Zomi language as a living language. Legal and political recognition occurs when laws, constitutions, and public institutions acknowledge the Zomi as a people possessing political standing or collective rights. Cultural and moral continuity occurs when Zomi identity preserves the language, faith, values, historical memory, and social responsibilities that give the name its substance. A community may achieve statistical recognition while gradually losing its language and values. Conversely, it may preserve a strong internal identity while remaining legally and statistically invisible. The long-term objective must therefore integrate self-recognition, statistical visibility, legal and political recognition, and cultural and moral continuity. A census cannot accomplish all these objectives by itself, but it provides an indispensable foundation. A global Zomi census principle. The lessons from Myanmar, the United States, and Australia should now be developed into a global principle. Wherever a national census permits ethnic, ancestral, cultural, or linguistic self-identification, Zomi respondents should identify themselves accurately as Zomi and report Zomi language wherever language information is requested. This principle should be applied according to the laws and census structure of each country. Census questions vary internationally. Some countries ask about ethnicity. Others ask about ancestry, race, nationality, birthplace, mother tongue, or language used at home. These concepts are related, but they are not interchangeable. A responsible Zomi campaign must study each country's official questionnaire and provide guidance appropriate to that system. Instructions created for the United States should not be transferred mechanically to Australia, New Zealand, or another country. The common objective should remain consistent. The Zomi should not disappear beneath broader classifications when a lawful opportunity exists to identify themselves more precisely. Preparing for New Zealand's next census. New Zealand deserves particular attention in the future global Zomi census strategy. Its most recent census was conducted on March 7, 2023. New Zealand permits respondents to identify with more than one ethnic group and also collects information about languages spoken. The next regular census cycle is anticipated for 2028, subject to final decisions by Statistics New Zealand and the New Zealand government. Zomi organizations should not wait until census forms arrive before beginning their preparations. A New Zealand Zomi census initiative should study the official ethnicity and language questions, consult Statistics New Zealand regarding the coding of Zomi, determine the appropriate response fields, explain multiple identification where permitted, encourage accurate reporting of Zomi language, train Zomi census volunteers, produce guidance in Zomi language and English, coordinate with churches, families, youth organizations, and community leaders, monitor the publication of detailed data, and preserve campaign records for future research. New Zealand should become part of a coordinated international Zomi census movement rather than another isolated campaign. Responsibilities of governments and census agencies. Accurate recognition is not solely the responsibility of the Zomi community. Governments and statistical agencies also carry important democratic obligations. They should respect self-identification as a substantive right, not merely permit a ceremonial right in response that may later be ignored or silently merged. They should publish transparent coding standards explaining whether Zomi receives a distinct code, is grouped beneath a broader category, or is independently reported. They should distinguish citizenship, nationality, ethnicity, ancestry, birthplace, and language. A person may be a United States citizen, born in Myanmar, ethnically Zomi, of Zomi ancestry, a speaker of Zomi language, and a resident of Oklahoma. Each statement answers a different question. Governments should consult smaller and historically undercounted communities before classifications and outreach materials are finalized. Where population size and institutional capacity permit, census authorities should provide translated guidance and community outreach in Zomi language so that elders, recent immigrants, and people with limited proficiency in an official language can complete the census accurately. Responsibilities of Zomi institutions. Government reform alone will not guarantee accurate representation. Zomi institutions must develop professional and technical capacity. Establish a Zomi Census and Demographic Research Council. A permanent and professionally independent council could coordinate census advocacy across national boundaries. It should include demographers, statisticians, historians, political scientists, Zomi language experts, legal researchers, data specialists, and experienced community organizers. Its responsibilities could include maintaining an international census calendar, reviewing national questionnaires, communicating with census agencies, developing country-specific instructions, training community volunteers, analyzing published results, preserving historical records, and producing periodic reports on the worldwide Zomi population. The council should serve the entire Zomi community. It should not become the instrument of one political party, denomination, armed organization, locality, or regional association. Build an independent Zomi demographic knowledge base. Official census data are indispensable, but they may not capture every dimension of the Zomi population. Privacy-conscious community research could supplement government statistics and help estimate Zomi populations by country and city, use of Zomi language, age distribution, educational attainment, professional skills, community service needs, migration patterns, and institutional capacity. Any such research must be voluntary, lawful, secure, and governed by strict privacy protections. Demographic research should empower the community, not expose individuals to surveillance or political risk. Preserve the history of Zomi census movements. The history of the Myanmar, United States, and Australian census movements should be documented systematically. Campaign posters, public statements, videos, social media posts, sermons, meeting records, training materials, correspondence, photographs, news reports, and oral histories should be preserved in a stable archive. Without archival preservation, future generations may know the final statistics without knowing the labor and sacrifice through which the Zomi name entered public records. Continuing challenges. Future Zomi census campaigns must confront several persistent challenges. Fragmented terminology. Zomi households may be recorded under Asian, Burmese, Chin, Tadim, local subgroup names, language varieties, or other administrative labels. These descriptions may express different parts of a person's background, but inconsistent usage can fragment the collective population statistically. Different census systems. The United States, Australia, New Zealand, Myanmar, and other countries ask different questions and apply different coding systems. A strategy suitable for one country may be inaccurate in another. Invisible post-census coding. Writing, Zomi, does not guarantee that it will appear in a published table. Agencies may aggregate the response, assign it to a broader code, suppress a small number for confidentiality, or decline to publish detailed results. Undercounting and digital barriers. Elders, recent immigrants, renters, people with limited literacy, and households unfamiliar with online government systems may be missed. Limited research capacity. Community organizations may mobilize during census season but lack professional demographers, data analysts, archivists, or legal researchers to evaluate the results. Short-lived campaigns. Recognition requires preparation measured in years, not merely several weeks before census day. Political and organizational division. If census advocacy is identified exclusively with one organization, party, denomination, or locality, some Zomi may disengage. Quality and standardization. Inconsistent spelling, terminology, translation, or unofficial guidance can reduce the accuracy of responses. Privacy and public trust. Community leaders must explain the confidentiality laws applicable in each country accurately and should never promise protections that the law does not provide. Confusing visibility with legal recognition. A Zomi language label in a hospital, city announcement, school system, or immigration record represents meaningful visibility, but it is not automatically equivalent to national legal recognition of the Zomi as a distinct people. What community leaders and language advocates should do next? Zomi leaders and institutions should now translate previous campaigns into sustained action. Create permanent census teams within national and local Zomi organizations, churches, professional associations, and youth networks. Study each country's official system before issuing instructions. Obtain the questionnaire and identify the exact ethnicity, ancestry, race, and language questions. Use precise terminology that distinguishes Zomi identity, Zomi ancestry, Zomi language, citizenship, nationality, and birthplace. Build relationships with institutions before census day, including census agencies, local governments, public health departments, schools, hospitals, courts, and civil rights offices. Professionalize Zomi language access by developing trained interpreters, translators, terminology resources, ethical standards, and quality review procedures. Document language needs throughout the decade, not only during the decennial census. Train trusted community navigators who can explain official forms without selecting another person's identity. Reach households through multiple channels, including churches, home visits, public meetings, radio, live streams, short videos, social media, printed guides, and telephone assistance. Audit and publish the results after each census, explaining what was achieved, what remains unknown, and what institutional changes are needed. Preserve every campaign archive for future scholarship, community education, and public advocacy. Prepare now for New Zealand and future global censuses, including those in Canada, the United Kingdom, Europe, India, and other countries with Zomi populations. Measure success beyond the final number, including the consistency of the Zomi name, publication of detailed data, growth of language services, institutional partnerships, public trust, and participation by younger generations. The strategic lesson is clear. Write Zomi accurately where the law and form permit it. Report Zomi language truthfully wherever language is requested. Remain engaged until the information is coded, published, and translated into responsible public action. Ethical principles for Zomi census advocacy. A credible global Zomi census movement must be guided by clear ethical standards. Accuracy. Campaigns should never inflate numbers, encourage duplicate responses, or confuse ethnicity with citizenship, birthplace, ancestry, or language. Voluntary self-identification. No individual should be coerced into selecting a particular identity. Community advocates may educate and encourage, but the final response belongs to the individual. Respect for internal diversity. People may identify simultaneously as Zomi and through local, linguistic, national, or regional identities. Where multiple responses are allowed, collective and particular identities need not be treated as mutually exclusive. Political nonpartisanship. Census advocacy should belong to the entire Zomi community. It must not become the exclusive property of one political party, denomination, armed organization, or community association. Privacy and security. Personal census information must be protected. Community organizations should not collect confidential household data without a lawful, necessary, and secure system for handling it. Evidentiary integrity. Personal testimony, community estimates, archival materials, educational graphics, journalistic reporting, and official statistics all have value, but they do not possess the same evidentiary status. Each should be presented accurately, from social media mobilization to institutional advocacy. Social media is indispensable for reaching a geographically dispersed population. It allows census instructions to circulate rapidly through families, churches, youth organizations, and community networks. The Zomi Census platform and related community campaigns have demonstrated the value of a recognizable public movement. This work could be strengthened through a central informational website, country-specific census guides, downloadable posters and infographics, short instructional videos, frequently asked questions, explanations of ethnicity, ancestry, language, and citizenship, an international census calendar, volunteer registration, and links to official national statistical agencies. Every public message should direct people toward verified instructions. A campaign slogan may inspire participation, but respondents also need technically accurate information explaining where and how to enter Zomi. A global campaign could adopt the unifying message, Zomi Census. Our name, our language, our values, our future. Its public declaration should be equally clear. Wherever we live and whatever citizenship we hold, let us accurately record our collective identity as Zomi and our language as Zomi language whenever the census permits us to do so. A call to the worldwide Zomi community. Myanmar demonstrates what can happen when a people's collective name is absent from an official system. The United States and Australia demonstrate that persistent self-identification can produce greater statistical and institutional visibility when public agencies process the information responsibly. The next stage must be global. Zomi communities should begin preparing for future censuses in New Zealand, Canada, the United Kingdom, Europe, India, and wherever else Zomi people reside. They should not wait until the final weeks before Census Day. Churches can educate their congregations. Community organizations can train volunteers. Scholars can analyze classifications. Media institutions can distribute accurate information. Young people can build digital resources. Professionals can communicate with government agencies. Families can teach children why their identity matters. It is not enough merely to declare that the Zomi exist. Their existence must be documented with accuracy, consistency, and institutional credibility. Conclusion. To be counted is to be remembered. The census is not only about how many Zomi people exist. It is about whether their identity, language, values, and collective presence will remain visible within the countries they call home. Myanmar's 2014 census demonstrated how a state-designed system could fragment a people among subgroup categories while excluding their collective name. When Zomi leaders encouraged respondents to write Zomi under other, they used the only formal mechanism available. The ZCD circular and the Zomi Inkuan USA Community Archive document the preparation behind that decision: consultation, media work, public education, local committees, household outreach, monitoring, transportation, fundraising, and overseas support. The deeper failure occurred when the state did not transparently process and publish the responses. The United States and Australia demonstrate that open response mechanisms can produce different results. When governments systematically code and report detailed identities, communities absent from principal categories can achieve greater visibility. Australia's publication of 1,886 people using Zomi language at home in its 2021 census provides a concrete example. The 2026 campaigns by Zomi Community Australia and the Zomi Community of Queensland build upon that visibility through household education, language advocacy, youth participation, and direct engagement with the Australian Bureau of Statistics. The same principle should guide Zomi communities in New Zealand and throughout the worldwide diaspora. To write Zomi is not to reject one's country of citizenship. It is to contribute to that country's demographic truth. To report Zomi language is not merely to record a means of communication. It is to affirm that the language remains alive, is actively used, and deserves an institutional and intergenerational future. To be counted as Zomi is not simply to add another number to a government database. It is to preserve a name, transmit a heritage, defend a people's dignity, and place the Zomi truthfully within the historical record of the world. The Zomi are not an unnamed remainder of someone else's classification. They are not merely a collection of administrative subgroups, nor are they defined by the absence of an official checkbox. They are a people with a name, a language, a history, a homeland, a cultural inheritance, and a shared future. The Zomi existed before modern borders and government classifications. A census cannot create the Zomi because the Zomi already exist. But a census can recognize that existence or conceal it. The enduring declaration of the Zomi census movement should therefore be: count us accurately, record our proper name, recognize our Zomi identity, preserve our Zomi language, respect our values. Sources: Australian Bureau of Statistics, Australian Standard Classification of Cultural and Ethnic Groups, ABS Classification, Callahan, Mary P., Distorted, Dangerous Data? Lumio, in the 2014 Myanmar Population and Housing Census. Sojourn, Journal of Social Issues in Southeast Asia. 32, No. 2, 2017, 452-478. https://doi.org/10.1355/sj32-2q. City of Tulsa. COVID-19 Briefing, March 28, 2020. Zomi. Watch on YouTube. City of Tulsa. COVID-19 Update in Zomi, November 10, 2020. Watch on YouTube. City of Tulsa. COVID-19 Briefing, April 15, 2021. Zomi. Watch on YouTube. Republic of the Union of Myanmar, Department of Population. The 2014 Myanmar Population and Housing Census, The Union Report. Census Report 2. Ne Pi Ta, Ministry of Immigration and Population, 2015. Myanmar Census Resources, SBS. Zomi, Australian Census Explorer 2021. SBS Census Explorer. Stats NZ. 2023 Census Population Counts by Ethnic Group, Age, Maori Descent, and Dwelling Counts. Stats NZ. Transnational Institute. Ethnicity Without Meaning, Data Without Context. The 2014 Census, Identity and Citizenship in Burma, Myanmar. Read the report. U.S. Census Bureau. About Language Use in the U.S. Population. Language Use Information. U.S. Census Bureau. Decennial Census of Population and Housing. Technical Documentation. Technical Documentation. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Application for Asylum and for Withholding of Removal, Form I-589. USCIS Form I-589. U.S. Department of Justice, Civil Rights Division. Federal Coordination and Compliance Section. DOJ Civil Rights Information. Zomi Census, official campaign page, facebook.com/ZomiCensus. Zomi Community Australia, 2026 Australia Census Campaign, Be Counted. Be Seen, Write Zomi. View the Facebook campaign, Zomi Community Australia, official Facebook page, Zomi Community Australia, Zomi Community Australia, official website, zomicommunity.org.au. Zomi Congress for Democracy, Zomi at Kempeya Te, Circular ZCDO290S4, January 27, 2014. Signed by Pu Jin Kam Lien, General Secretary. Reproduced in the Zomi Inkuan USA Community Archive. Zomi Inkuan USA. Official Facebook page and Community Archive. Zomi Inkuan USA. Zomi Inkuan USA. 2014 Myanmar Census and Zomi Movement Maben Lachinana Lungdamko Engkwang Umhapna. View the community video. Zomi Political Coordination Council. Who We Are Before the Map Was Drawn. The Zomi and Indigenous Identity. View the Facebook publication, Zomi Press. Zomi Community Calls for Official Recognition in Australia's 2026 Census. July 28, 2026. Read the Zomi Press Report. www.zomipress.com